Welcome back to Bears Game Day Live. I'm Lauren Screeden in the PNC studio at Hallis Hall. In his first NFL start, Carson Wentz passed for 278 yards and two touchdowns with no interceptions. It was enough to give the Eagles their first win this season over the Browns and prove that even though he's a rookie, the Bears shouldn't underestimate him.
He's a tough cookie. I'll put it that way. That's the most that I have on him right now. Yeah, he can definitely stand in there. He don't mind taking a hit. He bounced right back up. Unusual for a young guy like that, man, but my hat goes off to him. Defensively, we just got to get in his face, man, and corrupt his timing.
Great poise for a young guy. Great feet work. And, he has an arm. He wouldn't be a quarterback in this league if he didn't have a good arm. So, all those little intangibles, we look forward to playing that type of competition.
He's a good quarterback. He's tough. He's very accurate, and he has some good athleticism. So he's a guy out there that we have to keep our eye on.
The Bears had a 1-7 record at home last season, and they're determined to turn that record around starting tomorrow night, especially in prime time.
I mean, it's never fun to lose, and especially at home. We got a great fan base, and having that home field advantage is important. So we need to play well. A for us and B for the city of Chicago.
Nobody likes losing. I think the team we are, the culture we're building right now, we want to be good. We want to be great and compete in the NFL. So our home opener on Monday night, we got to go out there, and play the best we can to come out with a win, whatever it costs.
Jay Cutler is 10-5 all-time as a starter on Monday Night Football, and he'll try to get to 11-5 in front of a packed house at Soldier Field.